The war in Iraq and questions about the treatment of U.S. prisoners there were behind a political decision this week in Washington, according to news analyst Daniel Shore.
It's called maintaining presidential deniability, like when the CIA offered to take responsibility for the disastrous U-2 spy flight over the Soviet Union that President Eisenhower had approved, or when President Kennedy disclaimed any knowledge of the plots against Fidel Castro and South Vietnam's Ngo Dinh Diem, or when the National Security Council took the rap for the illegal delivery of missiles to Iran that President Reagan had allowed. So now, after a massive but selective release of classified memos exchanged among the Defense, State, and Justice Departments and the White House as they bickered over the permissible limits of prisoner interrogation, President Bush proclaimed yesterday that he would never condone torture because the values of this country are such that torture is not part of our soul and our being. His emphasis was on the moral aspect of prisoner treatment. At a news conference on June 10th, he had stated the issue in legal terms, saying that instructions went out to our people to adhere to law. But the prisoner abuse question has now become a moral issue and a political liability. In the latest Washington Post ABC poll, 48% of respondents said Senator Kerry shared their values, 46% said Bush. Among the crucial independents, Kerry had a 17-point lead over the president. On whether torture of prisoners is ever acceptable, 63% said no, 35% yes. Yesterday, the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel took the unusual step of disavowing an earlier department opinion which held that torturing terrorism suspects might be legally defensible. At the same time, the White House released a February 2002 memo signed by President Bush that spoke of treating prisoners humanely. The net effect of the exercise in selective document release is to suggest that however punitive Attorney General John Ashcroft and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld may be, the President views these issues in humane terms. Deniability is maintained. This is Daniel Shore.